Pope Francis could be discharged tomorrow, June 16. The medical team that follows Pope Francis confirmed this morning. The director of the Holy See Press Office, Matteo Bruni, announces that medical staff report that Pope Francis has had a good night's rest. The clinical course continues regularly. Blood chemistry tests are normal. Yesterday afternoon he had a community dinner with those who have assisted him since the day of his hospitalization. This morning, as a sign of gratitude, he received the entire surgical team made up of medical, nursing, social health and auxiliary personnel who coordinated, performed and made possible the surgery on June 7. He later met H.E. Mons. Claudio Giulio Dori, General Ecclesiastical Assistant of the Catholic University and Don Nunzio Curo, Spiritual Assistant of the Polyclinic staff, then the representatives of the Board of Directors of the Gemelli Polyclinic Foundation, with the President, Av. Carlo Frata Pacini, and the Rector of the Catholic University, Professor Franco Anelli, together with the governing bodies of the Polyclinic, with the General Manager, Professor Marco Elefantes. At the end, he went to the Pediatric Oncology and Children's Neurosurgery Service where he cares for the little patients who have expressed their affection for the Pope in recent days through numerous letters, drawings and messages of speedy recovery. Pope Francis experienced the pain of these children who each day carry the suffering of the cross on their shoulders, together with their mothers and fathers. To each of them he gave a rosary and a book. Greeting those present, His Holiness thanked all the health personnel for their professionalism and effort to alleviate the suffering of others, as well as with medicines, with tenderness and humanity. The health team that follows Pope Francis has confirmed that he could be discharged from the Gemelli Polyclinic tomorrow morning, Friday, June 16.